Take a walk on Barrie's waterfront at William Dwyer Park. City councillors will consider a motion Monday night to rename Centennial South Park after Dwyer, a Second World War veteran who raised approximately $1.1 million for the local Terry Fox Run. Dwyer, 96, died in May, but his legacy won't soon fade. Cown. Gary Harvey, whose item for discussion motion could lead to the renaming, said Centennial South Park is the right place to honor Dwyer. It's a great location as it's prominent, close to the Terry Fox Memorial Tree and Rock, which is by the Tiffin, Streetboat, Launch and the Terry Fox Walk, Run will go through this park each year, he said. He needs no introduction as a Second World War veteran and the only person ever to individually raise over $1 million for a charity in this country, that I am aware of, without it being a single donation. He is affectionately known as the Million Dollar Man. Dwyer leaves behind a legacy of not only raising money for the Terry Fox Marathon of Hope, but the Royal Canadian Legion Poppy Fund as well. Beginning his campaign 40 years ago, Dwyer aimed to raise $1 million for the Terry Fox organization and attained that in 2018. The same year, Dwyer was awarded the Order of the Spirit Catcher for his charitable work in Barrie. Dwyer once told Barrie Today one reason he gave so much of his time to charity fundraising was he lost two sons to cancer and his wife to Parkinson's disease. City staff would work with Will Dwyer's family and Terry Fox Foundation representatives to determine an unveiling date that would coincide with other events being planned to honor Will Dwyer. Centennial Park South is on Lakeshore Drive, 8.2 acres on the shore of Kempenfelt Bay, and includes the outdoor rink that doubles as twin basketball courts in the warmer months. Barrie has a municipal naming policy intended to provide a fair, consistent and efficient process for naming, renaming or dedicating assets such as city streets, parks and facilities, which includes public consultation and legislative approvals. It outlines the processes to request naming, how public consultation will take place, the limitations of naming and how the decisions will be made. Since 2015, examples of municipal naming are Peggy State Wong Pavilion, Sam Conchilla Park, Wyman Jacques Arboretum, H. John Murphy Water Reservoir and Pumping Station and the Osmond, Aussie, Rowe Pedestrian Bridge. Dwyer served 2 years with the British Army and when the Second World War ended, he returned to his native Newfoundland. He joined the Canadian military and spent 25 years with the artillery and, beginning in 1967, Dwyer worked another 20 years as a civilian driver at CFB Borden. Dwyer remained in the Barrie area after his retirement. With files by Sean Gibson.